Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show.
Boom.
Good afternoon, Patriots. And welcome back, everyone, once again, to another episode of Occam's Razor. I hope you're having a lovely day. We've got a lot of news to cover and had an hour to get through it. I'd have to say the top story of the day is the revelations coming out about the Biden classified documents. However it's happening, it's a pretty stunning revelation, and it just keeps getting worse. You gotta love it. Sounds like somebody's at the door. Honey, I hope you can get the door. All right, I'm feeling better. A little bit froggy still. But I got to get back in the saddle. There's no other way to do it. Oh, yeah, and I'm doing the show alone today. Thomas isn't here. How about that montage on the card? Hunter Biden. Smoking crack, peeking out from behind all that money. Do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, and I swear we'll be right back after this. Oh my gosh, I'm muted. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, guys. Sorry about that. Anyways, before we begin, I had a question, and I'm hoping you guys might have an answer for me. I'm sure that everybody is aware of the service called Eventbrite. Eventbrite allows you to purchase tickets online for a variety of events, and quite often they end up selling tickets for events that would not be serviced by other ticketing venues. Now, I have an Eventbrite account, and I've had to use it in the past, but somebody or some people keep signing me up for tickets for various events throughout the country, and sometimes they're events that I guess I might attend if I lived in the area. Other times, they're kind of perplexing, and so I don't know if I'm being trolled, and I don't know if it's just some helpful people in the audience that want me to know about these things, but 9 times out of 10, these are all in states like on the other side of the country, and there's no way that I could get to them. So if you guys are out there signing me up for Eventbrite, you don't need to do that anymore, and I appreciate it, but it's unnecessary. Also, because I basically tried to sleep all weekend when I wasn't on the air. I have a lot of messages to catch up on. I'll be doing that this week. So if you sent me something and I haven't responded or I haven't specifically said anything about it, it doesn't mean that I'm ignoring you. And even if you do send me something that you want me to react to, 9 times out of 10, I'm probably just going to do it on the air rather than continuing to do it in a private message. So Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Red Pilled RN says it's not an RP show without a mute issue, is it? That's absolutely the case. All right, so last night it was suggested to me that I start the show and let people know a couple of different ways that you can support the broadcast. So let's take a look here. So this is my website, redpill78news.com. If you want to support the show, you can go over here to this donate page, and there's a number of different ways. You can do a monthly recurring donation of basically any amount if you want to. You can do one-time donations. You can make a custom donation. You can buy me a coffee. You can also send things to my P.O. box. The only thing that's not on here, I guess, is Lisa's Cash App, and that's on screen. So if you do want to support the show, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you to the people who are supporting the show on a regular basis and even on an irregular basis, because it means a lot to me, and it really does help me out. Now, the other way that you can really, really help the show is if you click the like button on Rumble. Please help me get on the leaderboards. For some reason, it seems like no matter how many times people click the like button, I can't seem to get on the leaderboards. And even when it looks like I should be there, I can't get there. So I need your help. I need to get as many people to like these shows as possible. It would sincerely, sincerely help me out. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. I want to start off the day having a discussion about the Biden documents, because this all really erupted over the weekend. I know I spoke about it last week on Occam's Razor, and I know there's a lot of theories about what might be happening here. You know, I've said for a long time that in order for America to be restored, it had to be an organic process. It couldn't just be President Trump unilaterally coming in and saying, hey, you know, this is happening. We're going to go ahead and address it, and we're just going to put these people in prison. You know, because even if those people went to prison, the problems, the underlying problems that make us live in this backwards mirror country is still going to exist. You're still going to have the corrupted judicial system. Probably 9 times out of 10, you're still going to have a whole bunch of corrupted politicians and federal workers in a variety of different agencies. You're still going to have this undercurrent of corruption. And so in order for it to really be fixed, we have to fully expose all of these players and the hypocrisy that they've been engaging in. Think about the treatment of Donald Trump on any number of topics. You know, you had the fake rape allegations against President Trump, and the mainstream media locked onto it. You know, for years, Juanita Broderick has been speaking publicly about when she was sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton. Barely anybody paid it any mind, and she's not the only person. Yes, of course, we did have his impeachment over Monica Lewinsky when he was in office, and it really didn't do anything to stop his career. He still left, went on to run the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation with Hillary, and they brought in tens of billions of dollars. And then you look at the classified documents scandal that have recently erupted around Joe Biden. Now, the press, they locked on to Donald Trump's supposedly classified document scandal, and they went full bore with it. You know, the first thing they said was, you know, how can we take Trump down? How can we use this to make sure that he can never be president again? Now, Joe Biden may be a sitting president on paper, but it doesn't mean that he had the authority to take those classified documents out of the skiff when he was vice president under Barack Obama. He certainly did not have the authority to leave them laying around all over his home and all over his UPenn or University of Pennsylvania Biden Center. One of the key aspects of this is that Hunter Biden had access to these documents. Hunter Biden had access to these documents while he was in the lowest depths of his drug addiction. Hunter Biden has shown time and time again, in the same way that Joe and his brother have, that they're basically willing to do or sell out anything they can to make a buck. And Joe Biden's drive to earn money for the Biden family, I think, has been the driving force behind all of the scandals that we've seen. I mean, it's always quid pro quo. It's the prosecutor issues. Now it's these classified documents. We have memos and we have emails coming out of Hunter Biden's laptop, which detail conversations Joe had about the Biden family earnings potential with Rosemont Seneca executive Eric Schwerin. Eric Schwerin sent an email to Hunter and he said, "Your dad just called me about his mortgage and mentioned he'd be out a lot soon and not really back until Labor Day." What an odd thing to say for a man who claims he had no contact with Hunter about his business, no contact with Hunter Biden's business partners. I mean, that's been proven to be false on its face over and over and over again. Now, although Joe is saying to Eric Schwerin, "Oh, my mortgage is so much, I'm going to be out a lot of money, I wonder what I'm going to do," that is like Joe Biden telling Eric Schwerin that he needs money without actually saying, "Hey, pay up." Okay. Now, this was also right around the time that Hunter Biden began to pay Joe Biden that $50,000 a month rent for the same home that he had access to, had listed on his driver's license, claimed to be the owner of, the same home where those classified documents were just kind of laying around anywhere you could possibly go. Creative writer, thank you very much for the cookie. So Eric, in response to Joe Biden's query about money and needing to pay his mortgage, he says to Hunter, "So it dawned on me it might be a good time. Also, he could use some positive news about his future earnings potential." Now, this is him back in 2010. Joe Biden, in the midst of his time in the Obama administration, they were preparing for when Joe Biden left the White House and how he was going to continue bringing in all this money once he's no longer a part of the government. He's now a private citizen. Now, Hunter and Schwerin worked together at Rosemont Seneca. They also doubled as financial and tax advisors to Joe Biden directly. So they were running his finances and they were keeping a tight lid on all of the money that was coming and going. Now, Hunter and his dad certainly were getting together and they were discussing money because he was acting in terms of a financial advisor to him. So Eric again says, "Does it make sense to see if your dad has some time in the next couple of weeks while you are in D.C. to talk about it?" He wrote about this email and he entitled it JRB Future Memo, Joseph Robinette Biden Future Memo. Now, that memo says by, hang on just a second. Here is the memo. I want to get it pulled up here. Eric Schwerin to Hunter Biden. "Mike has a pretty good draft of this done. Does it make sense to see if your dad has some time the next couple of weeks while you're in D.C. to talk about it? Your dad just called me about his mortgage and mentioned he'd be out a lot soon and not really back until Labor Day. So it dawned on me it might be a good time. Also, he could use some positive news about his future earnings potential." Eric Schwerin and Hunter Biden really working on the possible money they could be bringing in. Now, the question is, and we know this from the Hunter Biden laptop and from Hunter Biden's public business dealings, the way that they plan to bring that in to create wealth creation. Remember last week I brought you that email talking about wealth creation. They determined that they needed to bring in money through the founding of this foreign policy think tank and also the creation of the Penn Biden Center. Also, of course, the business dealings with Hunter and Chinese Communist Party linked companies like CEFC. Now, the Penn Biden Center, of course, received that nearly $50 million gift from all Chinese sources, and CEFC was among them. Now, the interests between the Biden family and the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, are linked in that, of course, they both want to make the most money. Also, the CCP wants to take down the United States of America. Joe Biden is willing to sell out America to the top bidder. Doesn't matter who it is. If it's the Chinese, that's fine. So Joe Biden's worried about his mortgage. Isn't it strange that Hunter Biden was paying him nearly $50,000 a month while he was apparently living there, which I talked about this last night with John. This is about 10 times the average rent for a home in this Delaware neighborhood. And of course, because he gave him this $50,000, he had access to the home and all of those classified documents that were contained therein, because Joe never tried to keep any of this private. He never had it under lock and key or anything like that. But the question then becomes, where is this money coming from? Who is paying Hunter to give it to Joe Biden? And what reason do they have for actually giving it to him? Now, we may have talked about this previously, but the first batch of documents found are alleged to contain information pertaining to Ukraine and Iran. Iran, of course, that could have been a big money-making opportunity, big opportunity for wealth creation, opening up the door to Iran, being the guy that opened the door to Iran, that Iran nuclear deal. They wanted that to happen so bad, and there was going to be probably billions of dollars being done with that, because, of course, Iran wants a nuclear weapons program. All of that technology, all of that brain trust going into Iran would have created massive wealth. And we know that Ukraine is kind of the hub for the deep state on a global stage for money laundering, drug trafficking, human trafficking, arms trafficking. Essentially, you name it, and we can find it there. Now, Joe Biden's tax returns from 2017, despite the fact that Hunter Biden was paying him nearly $50,000 a month, only listed $19,800 in rents received, which, if you break it down, is a lot less than the $50,000 per month that he was paying. Now, we also have a application for a background check that Hunter Biden filled out in 2018, and he claimed on that application that he owned the house where Joe Biden and those documents were. Very interesting stuff, because I believe Joe Biden was claiming on his tax returns that it was actually him who owned it. So the question now is, why did Joe Biden lie on his tax returns? Well, if you're getting money coming in from a source that you don't want people to know, then it might behoove you to not report that money. And of course, if you're someone like Joe Biden, well, then, of course, you're not going to believe that anybody is going to be able to touch you. You think you're above the law. Now, his campaign website previously maintained his tax returns, the years where Hunter Biden was paying him this $50,000 a month. But what's interesting is that those tax returns disappeared. Now, it also turns out that they disappeared with a very strange timeline. They disappeared 3 weeks before the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. So what does that tell me? That tells me that the Biden regime and the people within it were very aware of these classified documents that were being haphazardly stored everywhere. And they knew that this information about Hunter's hush money payments, the money laundering payments to Joe Biden, were probably going to come out. So ahead of time, they erase the tax returns. They take them down. They attempt to cover it up. And they wanted to make sure that nobody would be able to see it. Now, Tucker had a special on this last night. He talked about it and showed that those tax returns had been removed from the website, from the campaign website. We do have the 2019 link to his tax returns for Delaware and Virginia. But that crucial time, 16, 17, 18, that was removed. Okay. And again, because they removed it before Trump's raid, they knew that this was a massive, massive point that when people picked up on, they were going to say something doesn't smell right. Well, we have those tax returns, and we're going to take a look at them in just a second. But here's the thing. That $50,000 payment that Hunter Biden was paying to Joe Biden, it matches another payment going to the House of Sweden with CEFC China Energy. It's the exact same amount of money, $49,910,000. That is the exact same rental deposit at the House of Sweden that was related to the Biden family's business venture with CEFC. So Hunter makes this deposit, and then that matches the amount that he logged on his 2018 background check that I just showed you a few moments ago. And this lets us know exactly where that $50,000 payment was coming from. It was coming directly from the Chinese Communist Party-linked company, CEFC. So when you know that the money is coming from China, when you know that it's passing through Hunter to Joe, when you know that Hunter had access to the home, when you know that Joe Biden kept classified documents all over the place, okay, it becomes a much, much bigger problem for the Biden crime family, and it becomes a lot more difficult to cover up. And now everybody is knowing about it. It sure seems to me that anybody coming and going from that house could have plausibly had access to those classified documents. And who knows, perhaps Hunter Biden was actually bringing his Chinese business friends from a CCP-linked energy company, CEFC, directly into Joe Biden's home, giving him access to those classified documents and allowing them to steal state secrets. We are talking about acts of treason here, over and above much of what we've discussed up until this point. So let's take a look at these tax returns from Joe Biden, the ones that they tried to cover up. Fortunately, they were unable to. So let's see. We have Biden financial disclosures and tax returns. This is on his website. The JoeBiden.com financial disclosure webpage still had these tax documents on display on July 17th, 2022. Looks like that was the last time that anybody archived these pages. And then on July 18th, that's when they deleted them. And then starting on July 18th, instead of going directly to the tax returns, they started linking to the DNC's donation page. Can you believe that? They didn't want people to see Joe Biden's tax returns, and they thought they could just link to the Democrats and people would donate. Absolutely fascinating. These people think that they are above reproach. They think that they are above the law. And at this point, I think that this is designed to take down Joe Biden and to take down the entire deep state apparatus. Let me tell you. You know, whether this is the Obamas and the DNC machine trying to get rid of Joe Biden, or this is a white hat operation designed to expose the hypocrisy, I think we're going in the same direction, no matter who is actually behind it. And I feel like we cannot afford to waste the situation that's being presented to us. I think that this has to be a massive point. And when you take a look at the special counsel, I was talking with John about this last night. He made a compelling argument that the special or the U.S. attorney looking into Hunter Biden's tax returns, the rumor is, and I think President Trump might have said this, the rumor is that he was actually the one who leaked these documents. Who are the grifters? Is that the Bidens? The Biden crime family are the victors? What's up, TZ Burton? What's up, everybody out there? Let me say thank you to Porpoiseful and Just Duckies. Good to see you guys. Pam D, thank you for that cookie. Who cares, says Zach, as far as Ticketron, change your password, promo tickets. Oh, no, here's the thing. This is how it works on Eventbrite. All you do is you go reserve a ticket. You put the email address in it where you want to receive the ticket, and then they send the tickets to that email. So this is what leads me to believe that the people who are doing it, they want me to go to these shows. They don't want to go to these shows because they're not getting the tickets, but they're the ones signing up. It's like they're using their own names. It's really weird. Janice6966 says, I'm developing a theory that the only reason all the dirt is coming out is so that they can rub it in our faces and that they can get away with any crime. Janice, I sincerely hope that that's not it, but I think that this is going to have far-reaching ripples out of this situation. It's going to result in a lot more than just us being humiliated and debased once again. It's going to be a different situation this time. We're talking about claims and charges that are just so far beyond your average pay-to-play, or, you know, I guess even Hillary Clinton's secret Chappaqua bathroom server, you know, with special access program intelligence, you know. And this is where Donald Trump is asking or suggesting that Biden needs to release his security footage. How do we know that this isn't going to come out and there's going to be people coming and going from that house? I think that we're probably going to see that. Okay. And thank you very, very much for that donation, Janice. Oh, Vector, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. You know, I take this seriously. I really enjoy coming here and being able to chat with you guys and see you guys out there in the chat. Do me a favor. We got 3,100 people here. Please hit that like button on Rumble. 392 likes. We've got many more people that can go ahead and hit that like button. CB Joey, good to see you, buddy. He dropped a fleet. And then Tamer Growl dropped a can. So I really appreciate that. Let me see if I can find the tweet, or excuse me, the post from Donald Trump. We got to go to Truth Social. Ah, here he is. Okay. Oh, he shared the article I just went over. Yes, the CEFC payment, which was delivered to Joe Biden. Was Joe Biden really paid $50,000 a month by Hunter for a house that's worth comparatively very little? Who actually owns the house? This is just the beginning of one of the greatest political and money laundering scams of all time. However, don't know whether or not the rigged and corrupt fake news media will want to report on it. Probably not. I agree with him there. They'd rather report on a 75-year-old Trump employee who did not pay tax on the use of a company car or apartment. Few people do, never charged before. Absolutely. You know, this is a perfect example of the hypocrisy that we see every single day in the federal government of the United States of America. The DOJ has been weaponized to go against the enemies of the political power brokers, the enemies of the elites here in America. And I guess let's just say the corrupt elites, because I think we have, you know, ultra MAGA elites out there too. But many of these people in power are evil people. They don't care about the law. All they care about is how they can apply the law best to use it for their own advantage. So I think that Donald Trump is right here. And, you know, this goes back to what I was saying at the very beginning of the show. I believe that Donald Trump and, of course, a select group of great people in the federal government were fully aware of the crimes of the Bidens. You know, and if you go back to the debates, Donald Trump made a reference to this about Joe being bought and about the money that he was getting paid, you know, quid pro Joe. This is just par for the course with the Biden crime family. And this is something that Donald Trump knew. He couldn't just come out and put it on blast or arrest Biden or demand that the DOJ were to charge him. You know, I mean, because then, of course, that deep state apparatus in play within the DOJ, they would have thrown the case. The FBI never would have investigated. I mean, how many times has it happened in the past? You know, the only way that we can beat these guys is to dismantle the systems from the inside out. We have to prove that it's so broken that we can't fix it. We have to start over. Vector says, yes, they are bringing the Bidens down. But where is this leading, guys? I'm pretty concerned, to be honest. Who are they replacing him with? Hill Dog, Big Mike? It's going to be Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, if Joe Biden leaves before the end of his tenure, she will become president. And then the real question is, who will be made vice president? Now, whoever she nominates to be her vice president, they will end up having to be confirmed in the House and the Senate. That may be a contentious fight. I can see the Freedom Caucus. I can see the Freedom Caucus in the House never allowing Kamala Harris to have a really radical VP pick confirmed, so that they can just keep it going on and on and on and on and on. And if they can do that, if they can successfully do that, deprive the country of a vice president for so long, perhaps Kamala Harris will have to step down. And then who knows, maybe we get Kevin McCarthy in there. I don't know that that's all that great. But as long as he's being controlled by the Freedom Caucus, I think we're in a good position. Fat Ninja TDR says, is this issue an avenue that would require or force the military to get involved if Biden or the DOJ doesn't take appropriate action? Could we actually see the military forcefully removing Biden? In my opinion, I think that things would have to be really, really destabilized in order for that to happen. You got to remember, you know, there's so much optics going on here. The United States has this image of the number one, like the most fair, the freest, and the you know, most laden with liberty. You know, it's not true. We know that in the dark of night, they're willing to do and say whatever they want. They would have no problem using the military against us, I believe. But in the case of the military physically removing Biden, that would be technically a military coup. And it's the kind of move that other nations, New World Order type nations, you know, WEF and globalist aligned nations, they could potentially move into the United States and attempt to restore order and put Joe Biden back into play. I think that Biden's removal has to be done, again, at his own hand. It can't be us going in there and taking him out, because then the appearance to the rest of the world is that we truly are a banana republic. We know we're a banana republic. I mean, we take a look around and we see that the inmates are in control of the asylum. The American people don't choose their leaders anymore. They're chosen for us. It's a shit show and it's a joke all around us. Yes. Okay, so let me also say that the second half of the program, guys, is brought to you by Prepare with Red Pill 78. Right now, going to preparewithredpill78.com. You can get there in the description below. You can save $200 off a 3-month supply of delicious, nutritious prepper food. I've got a year's worth of prepper food in my attic just in case anything happens. If it's there, I need it. And if I don't, it's still good for 25 years. So at some point, I'm going to end up using it. Once again, preparewithredpill78.com, and you can support the show and make sure that you're taking care of yourself and your family. And then also, I wanted to say thank you to everybody who purchased my pillow stuff last month using my code RP78. It's not a lot of money, but definitely it helps. It really, really does help, you guys. Appreciate it. What's up, Tommy the Scott? Love you too, brother. Good to see you. All right. So getting back to the idea of Biden being removed, I think that it has to happen organically. It cannot appear to be coming at the hand of Donald Trump or the hand of the military, because then, you know, perhaps the UK or Canada or even Mexico would say the United States has become destabilized. We need to move in there. And, you know, I have to be honest, I think that they're already looking for a reason to send in the goons from the UN and from our neighbors to the north and our neighbors to the south. Let me actually show you this. You know, you guys remember Donald Trump creating the USMCA, you know, replacing NAFTA and creating a really good scheme for the United States to prosper. Well, the NWO and the globalists, they hated the USMCA because it did not unevenly distribute the wealth of the United States to other nations in the way that they had been attempting to and that they have for so long, sucking That was with this event down in Mexico over the weekend. It was the North American Leaders Summit. That was with Justin Trudeau and President Lopez Obrador from Mexico.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And they signed into, I guess, I don't know if it's law. It can't be law. He just signed a treaty called the Declaration of North America. And it sounds a lot like the North American Union that the globalists were talking about beforehand. You can see this flag. I mean, it's literally a mashup of the Mexican flag, the Canadian flag, and the United States stars and stripes. So this looks like a prelude to the creation of that North American Union. And they signed the document, which has been talked about by globalists since the George W. Bush presidency. And the goal of that would be to create a merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And they could use this document to get there. Now, I think that this is perhaps a ways off, but this is the way they do things. They put their toes in the water. They gradually push and push and push until they can finally get to the point where you just push you into the water all the way. We cannot allow the United States to sacrifice its own sovereignty to a higher order of any type. The United States must remain independent. And by the creation of this document and this potential North American Union, it puts a lot of things at risk. But this is the kind of thing that could easily be done if there was a massive catastrophic collapse here in the United States. This is something that I think everybody should be contacting their legislators about. I don't think that we should be engaging in anything like this at all. The United States has got to remain separate. And the more dependent we are on foreign nations, and especially on these two neighbors to the north and the south, it's a bad deal. So this is what it lists as its goals. Number one, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Stunning and brave. Also, they want to change, or they want to address climate change and the environment. They also want to address competitiveness, which means getting rid of the USMCA. Of course, they have to look at migration and development, opening borders to allow as many people to flow freely between all three countries as possible. They want to address health, the health of our citizens, and then regional security. Now, virtually all of these are a joke. The regional security of the United States is worse than it's ever been. The health of our citizens is worse than it's ever been. The migration problem that we have here, illegal migration, is the worst it's ever been. The development of our nation is virtually non-existent. What is Pete Buttigieg doing? What is Mayor Pete doing in his position? Certainly not working on any infrastructure. He's talking about how to make highways less racist. And then climate change in the environment. This is code to increase your CO2 or to decrease your CO2 emissions, your personal CO2 emissions. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, of course, is code for hate white people, because you're not allowed to be a Caucasian or a European in the New World Order. The New World Order is firmly designed to destroy that classic Eastern and Western European bent that allowed for many of these nations on Earth to prosper. And this is one of the things that I think people need to be focusing on most, is holding on to your heritage, taking pride in who you are, and standing up for the racism and the injustice that is done against you. Because there are also plenty of people who would not even consider themselves white, but they get discriminated against simply because they don't have dark colored skin. So this is definitely something that we need to keep an eye on. They're apparently borrowing language from the United Nations and the World Health Organization's proposed pandemic treaty, hoping to provide rapid response to health emergencies in North America. That probably includes the rapid deployment of vaccines and stuff like that. I have three stories on that note about the vaccines. Stop Asian hate. Absolutely. Oh, my God. You guys, I found this great channel over the weekend. He's an Asian guy named Charlie, and he is a reformed leftist. And I followed him on Twitter, and I'm trying to see if I can get him on the show. He's pretty small, but his videos are really catching on, because he's basically calling out the anti-white hatred that he sees in the modern people of color community, and calling them out for essentially becoming exactly what they claim to be standing against. Not only are they racist, but they are treating white people as if, you know, they are subhuman. And that's what they're angry about, because when they were enslaved, they were treated as if they were subhuman. So now the master has become the oppressor, and the oppressor has become the master. And it's a really frightening thing to watch it happening in America. We've all spoken about this on many occasions, but it's great to see an Asian kid come to grips with it and recognize that it's not white supremacy. All of these Asian hate attacks that are happening in New York City, it's not being done by white people. It's being done oftentimes by people of color, other people of color, and they won't confront that. Instead, they take that story and they leave out the picture of the attacker. They blame it on white supremacy, and then they put it out there, and then it gets shared on TikTok, and it gets shared on the Daily Beast, and, you know, all of those other websites. This is really, really good stuff. I can't wait to see if I can get him on the show. All right. So, speaking about the COVID vaccines. Right now, we have excess deaths in the tens of thousands in virtually every nation. Well, I'm not going to say virtually, in every nation where the COVID-19 vaccines were mass produced and distributed. Well, in the UK, they have so many mass deaths over and above what they normally would expect that they are building these temporary morgues. And here, I have a little video clip. Let's go ahead and watch it. Okay, that's not working. Hold on just a second. Let me pull this up.
More people in England could be prescribed daily cholesterol-lowering statin pills to cut their risk of a heart attack or stroke under new advice for the NHS. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence says the cheap price of tablets and the possible health gains mean they should be considered more often. In England, high cholesterol leads to around 7%.
Okay, so you can see here what they're doing. Not only are they going to blame the excess heart attacks as a result of the COVID-19 vaccines on higher cholesterol and just people being generally more unhealthy, they're also going to push the prescribing of statin medications. You guys, the myth of high cholesterol is just that. It's a myth. You need cholesterol in your bloodstream, in your arteries, to repair those arteries from the inside out. Yes, you can have way too much cholesterol. You can be very unhealthy. But if you eat a healthy diet, or if you're doing cardiovascular exercise, if you're just generally taking care of yourself, then there's no need to take statin medications. When you take a statin medication, it reduces your bad cholesterol as well as your good cholesterol. So then your arteries and your veins are less likely to heal, and your cardiovascular system is going to be in worse shape anyways. Not medical advice, but they tried to put me on statin medications many years ago, and I told them, no, I don't want to do it. Not only that, but oftentimes these medications are fortified with fluoride. It's called fluorination. And a lot of other medications that are prescribed are fortified with the fluoride as well. It creates a bond of a fluoride atom into the medication, into the molecules of the medication, so that when you ingest it, your body absorbs it that much quicker. Now, the only problem is the fluoride will replace the calcium in your body, and it can weaken your bones, and it can destroy your natural cellular respiration. So take a look at what medications you're taking and see if they have been fluorinated, because it's definitely not something that you want to do. I wish that I could eat steak as much as I used to be able to, because there is nothing like a good steak. And the myth that they're trying to sell us on, that steak and meat are bad for you, it's total poppycock. It's hogwash, all right? This is an example of one of those temporary morgues. You can see that they have a cooling unit in the back, but this is probably 40, 50, 60 feet long. Think about how many bodies they can stack on each side. You walk down the center and you've got bodies on either side. Probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 bodies they could stack up in there on top of each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 rows of 6 bodies. So 120 bodies in one of these things, perhaps. This is scary. It's very scary to believe and to understand that they have this many more deaths, so many deaths that they can't. They can't handle the increase, okay? And then this is on top of many other places across the world. We've got the same thing happening in Norway. We've got the same thing happening here in the United States. We've got the same thing happening in every nation where they rolled out the vaccine. And so it might be good news that we've just learned over the weekend that the CDC is planning to investigate whether or not the Pfizer COVID vaccines increase the risk of stroke for people over 65. Absolutely, it increases the risk of stroke for people over 65, but it also increases the risk of stroke for people under 65. BioNTech and Pfizer created essentially a biological weapon that they convinced people to inject into their brains. It's good that they're finally taking a look at it. I think that it's going to get down to the wire here, and it's going to be absolutely unavoidable. They will not be able to deny the deadliness of these vaccines, and that will come as a result of these excess deaths, as a result of all of these people who are now disabled, who are unable to walk, who find themselves unable to work. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how awful that would be?
Here is some good news coming out of New York. A judge there has overthrown Governor Kathy Hochul and the state health department's health worker vaccine mandate. So that means if you are a healthcare worker and you're working in New York City, then you are no longer going to be required to take the jab, at least by law. I don't know if this is going to affect it in terms of the companies actually requiring you to do it. But I think that this is a step in the right direction. We need to have many, many more court cases across the United States, and it seems to be happening on a regular basis. We keep having a mandate that is overturned. I think that for a lot of people, the idea of COVID is just like a non-starter now. I mean, nobody's worried about it. Nobody is freaking out wearing breathing apparatus and masks and stuff like that. We're in a good spot. We're in a good spot. If it weren't for the mass die-offs and it weren't for the mass disabilities that we're starting to see, you know, every single day I hear stories about baffling deaths, unexplained deaths, people just dropping dead out of nowhere. We had another NFL player over the weekend, wasn't from the vax, but of course everybody was thinking, oh my God, why are they taking him off the field? It was probably the vax, just like Damar Hamlin. But now this is in the forefront of people's minds. People are wondering when they see somebody in trouble, whether or not it's a result of the vaccines. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it seems like it is. And if you have a 14-year-old boy who dies of a heart attack, then you're probably relatively certain that it happened as a result of the vaccines. Let me go through a couple of these thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Let me see. The Shit Show, good to see ya, says, good afternoon, fam, and Red Pill 78. Billy 369 Garden says, thank you, RP, for all you do. Much love. Sean Joe dropped a cookie. Thank you. Rise Attire said, God bless RP and all you patriots lurking and working, building out the official international store for Red Pill Project. Very cool, you guys. Don't forget, you can go to Rise Attire USA and get some of the most incredible merch that they make, including stuff that has my stuff on it and then many of your other favorite creators. Take a look at this. Welcome back. Thank you very much to Rise Attire USA for the awesome job that they do. RiseAttireUSA.com. So continuing to speak about the dangers of the COVID vaccines, I thought this was pretty interesting. Pro golfer Hank Haney, I'm not familiar with him. I don't watch golf, but he was discussing the fact that he took the COVID vaccine. He got COVID 3 times after taking the vaccine, and he said, I should be happy. I haven't had a stroke yet. So it goes to show you that even among the people who took the vaccines, they recognize that they're probably at a far greater risk of dropping dead or having a debilitating illness or injury as a result of it. Very kind of odd thing for someone to say. Here, he puts this out on Twitter just in the last couple of days. I have no regrets getting the COVID vaccine. I regret other bad decisions I've made in my life, but not that one. I just wish I never got it. Listen, okay. I have no regrets about getting the COVID vaccine. I regret other bad decisions I've made in my life, but not that one. I just wish I never got it. COVID three times after the vaccine, and I've been nothing but sick since. I guess I should be happy. I haven't had a stroke yet. So a little bit of tongue-in-cheek humor from Hank there. Of course, there are millions of reports of people just like Hank all over the world who have found themselves in a similar situation. One of those people was a woman by the name of Dr. Harriet Hall. Now, Harriet is famous in certain circles because she's a staunch critic of anti-vaxxers. And also, she likes to trash on alternative medicine. Well, I should say she used to like to trash on anti-vaxxers and alternative medicine because Harriet passed away quietly and unexpectedly in her sleep just last week. She was the author of a science medicine blog, I don't know where it was published, but I just know that it was. Her husband put the announcement out on her official Facebook account. He said, "This is Kirk Hall, Harriet's husband. I know Harriet's work was followed and admired by many of you. It is with a great sadness that I must tell you my beloved wife passed away quietly and unexpectedly in her sleep last night. At this moment, she would probably simply ask you to have a kind thought for her, be kind to each other, and continue to support her belief in the truth. Please take care." Well, I have to agree. I have to agree with the sentiment that Hank and, you know, Harriet's ghost are having. I think we all should be kind to each other. I think that it's okay to have a kind thought about Harriet, mostly because Harriet, although committed to the truth, her belief in the truth, her beliefs are what led her to get the vaccine, to mask up, and to trust the science. And unfortunately, those beliefs led her to die suddenly in her sleep. Harriet, unfortunately, is no longer alive because I'm certain the woman was a vaxxer. She was managing editor at Science-Based Medicine. That's what it was, Science-Based Medicine. So now Harriet is no longer going to be there. Here we go. This is an article from May 24th of last year. "Are you contemplating getting a second booster for COVID-19? Check out my SkepDocs Corner at Skeptic Inquirer to find out why I say your decision should be a resounding yes." I think that anybody reading that knows that that should have been a resounding no. Here, back in May of 2021, "Why isn't everyone getting vaccinated? Don't write the unvaccinated off as stupid idiots. Try to understand what they're thinking." The irony here is that I think we should try to understand what Harriet and these people are thinking. Because now that people are dying and now that people like her are being shown to have been led astray, the people who are still alive, who took the vaccines and who weren't already in any sense enlightened, are now going to be the ones coming to us for questions, guys. This is why we have to be unified. This is why we need to be in solidarity with these people. It's not about left versus right. It's not about vaxxed versus unvaxxed. This is about the controllers, the elites, the New World Order, and humanity. And even if someone got the COVID-19 vaccine, they are still our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are our brothers and sisters in humanity. And I think it's our job to show grace and to be there to help them through what is undoubtedly a very scary and a very difficult time. Yes, Lonely German says, "Holy shit," is what they're thinking. I think you're absolutely right. They're starting to watch their heroes die, just fall down dead and have no explanation about it. Can you imagine if everybody that you followed started dying suddenly? Bunch of 30-year-old kids, 15-year-old kids. What's interesting is that we also had another Twitter files come out over the weekend, and it appears that Twitter was allowing BioNTech, which is the one that's partnered with Pfizer, and produced their own COVID-19 vaccine. They were pressuring Twitter to silence activists organizing against Big Pharma. And these come from emails that were actually released by The Intercept. It's interesting that The Intercept is the one putting them out, but Li Fang is the one who put this out on the 16th. That would have been, of course, just yesterday. They directly pressured Twitter in the exact same way that the FBI directly pressured Twitter to get them to do their bidding. I'm sure you guys also heard this happened over the weekend or perhaps late last week, that it was discovered that many of the large healthcare worker and doctor accounts on Twitter that were pushing the COVID-19 vaccine were actually bot accounts. They weren't even real people. Now, the question for me is, who was operating those accounts? Was it the CDC? Was it the FDA? Was it the NIH? Was it Pfizer? Was it Moderna? Was it Johnson & Johnson? Or was it some other nefarious global organization? Now, here were the concerns that BioNTech had. They had concerns. They would flag them directly with Twitter. And then they would specifically ask Twitter to hide tweets from people like us speaking out against them. And then also they would tell on people who were interacting with the BioNTech account on Twitter. And they said that the hashtag, they were taking down hashtags as well. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, people were able to get some information through for them, unfortunately for them. But the point here is that they engaged in aggressive lobbying and unfair business practices, in my opinion. They used their power, they used their wealth, and they used their influence to silence people like us who had viable things to say, who had viable arguments about the true nature of what was happening when it came to these vaccines. Let me see. Over here, Just Duckies said... many things along with racism would be virtually non-existent if it wasn't talked about on a massive scale. Absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, you know, we were taught that, you know, you were supposed to be colorblind. And then I remember during the Obama administration, all of a sudden things started changing very, very drastically. Matt Taibbi's Substack, Low Country Brooklyn, says comp of all Twitter files in one place. That's great news. Matt Taibbi putting them all out at the same time. And then Just Duckies also said, unfortunately, when they tried selling the pandemic, they didn't tell you that all of the dead would come late. And then Filter Dog One said, miss most of the show because of a meeting, but I always try to support. Thank you very much, Filter Dog. Hopefully you get a chance to go back and watch the show in its entirety. And then Just Duckies said, please pray for all those without knowledge or understanding of what they took. The devil deceived everyone. Absolutely. Vector, you're not banned. I don't know if maybe you're thinking about here or if you're talking about someplace else. But yes, keep that in mind. The people who took the jab, the people who haven't recognized the truth, they are brainwashed. Okay, they have been taken advantage of. They have been lied to. They've been misled. And at any point, someone can come to the truth. Someone can wake up from their slumber. Someone can shake off their brainwashing. But again, has to be us that helps them make that transition. Come into the light, Carolan. Come out of the darkness, and we'll be here to help you. We'll be here to hold your hand when it all shakes out. Okay, you guys, I think that is, Twitter. No, I haven't banned anybody. And let me see. I'm just checking to see if there was anything else that popped up while we were on the air. Oh man. Okay. Yeah. I got to everything that I wanted to get to. Let me just ensure that I didn't miss anything on Lisa's Cash App, which is Zach Payne, or on Buy Me a Coffee. If you buy me a coffee on Buy Me a Coffee, one coffee is $5. Okay, nothing over there either. Okay, you guys. Thank you very much for being here. Yes, I get it, Vector. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. I've got some more stuff to do this afternoon, and then tomorrow, of course, it's another big day, and I got altered state at 9 p.m. So I'll be here later today. I'll be back early tomorrow, and in the meantime, good luck and God bless. Let me pass out these gold pills for you guys, and we'll go ahead and get you out the door. There we go. And thank you once again. All right, you guys, Scratchin' has been released. Until next time, good luck and God bless. We'll see you tonight. Hit that like button on your way out the door. Hit that like button. Guys. guys, please. We've got 3,500 people over there on Rumble, and only 585 people have hit that like button. Hit that like button. Please hit that like button. Hit the like button. It really helps the show. Thank you very much.